Ballard faced another, less predictable challenge. A Texas millionaire named Jack Grimm decided he would be the first to find the Titanic. Ballard knew about Grimm. He thought the Texan was a publicity seeker and not a true explorer. Ballard also worried that Grimm wanted to sever parts of the Titanic in order to sell them. No one doubted that pieces of the ship could be sold for a fortune. Ballard detested the idea. To him, the wreck should be protected and left intact on the ocean floor. Ballard did not want Grimm to find the Titanic first. Caption: The Titanic was almost 900 feet, 274 meters, long, and 175 feet, 53 meters, tall. Its crew numbered 860. Feature box: How the Argo got its name. Ballard named the Argo after a ship from Greek mythology. In the myth, the great hero Jason sailed in a ship called the Argo with other heroes. They sought the Golden Fleece. Because they sailed in the Argo, these adventurers were called the Argonauts. By the summer of 1985, Ballard was ready to send the submersible Argo to find the Titanic. He planned to send Argo to the sea bottom and then have it cross the search area in straight lines. It would cross once, move 1 mile away, and cross again. Ballard wasn't really expecting to find the hull of the ship this way. He was looking for smaller pieces. In shipwrecks, the contents scatter in the current as the ship sinks. If Ballard could find some of the Titanic's contents, it would lead like a trail to the wreck itself.